My mother is an evangelist. And I'm convinced that she won't be content until my voice is in a pulpit. I said, my mother is an evangelist. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a more fervent servant. She is fire baptized, and I've watched men find God through her eyes. I said, my mother is an evangelist. Every Sunday she leads souls to Christ. But I tell her, ma, I'm a poet. Every night I lead souls into the light. I go where your preacher would not dare. Y'all mistaking these words for poems. These ain't poems, these are prayers. This is how I talk to God, and y'all just happen to be here. These are all my fears and aspirations, wrapped in the swaddling clothes and packed in a tomb for 3 days. Then the spirit moves the writer's block out of the way and resurrects the words I need to say, and they ascend off of the page while hundreds of people bear witness, so that generations from now will still be able to appreciate it, and I can still hear my mother praying for my soul, hoping that one day I would hear clearly and find my way back to the ministry. And it's hard for her to understand, because she's almost as stubborn as I am, that I ain't out here chasing a dream. I didn't choose poetry. Poetry chose me. I liberate souls every time I write a poem, and I bring down the walls of Jericho every time I perform, and I don't wait for them to come to me. I go where they live at. I mean, even God is a poet. You need only read the 23rd Psalm to understand that. How ridiculous must a writer be to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff are my pen and my pad, they comfort me. That's why I get love no matter where I go in this country. I used to contemplate suicide at least 3 times a week before poetry, and I don't tell you that to get your sympathy. I tell you that because I know at least 3 people in the audience are going through it with me. But who would have known? Who would have known that my own words could deliver me? Who would have known that I could get closer to God with every metaphor and simile? Who would have known that something as beautiful as a poem could harness so much of God's pure energy? And I ain't nobody. I'm just a ghetto bastard from an unforgiving northeast city. But with this pen and with this pad and with this mic, I'm larger than life. I fight the good fight, so when I'm dead and gone, you can bury my ashes in the same tomb where they buried Lazarus. Because 100 years from now, some young poet is going to be thumbing through the CDs and his great-grandmother's addict, and he gonna raise me from the dead. I said, my mother is an evangelist. Every Sunday she leads souls to Christ, but I tell her slow and deliberate so that she will never forget that I am a poet and I'm following the will of God, and I'm far closer to him at this very moment than I could ever be in a pulpit.
All right, all right. I'd like to welcome you to Watering Genius Seeds. This is episode 1, the birth episode of Club GIC. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. Club GIC is the licensee, is a Genius is Common licensee. And Genius is Common is a movement developed and established by entrepreneur and co-founder of HBO's Deaf Poetry Jam, Bruce George. Here on Watering Genius Seeds, our pure objective and mission is to share the genius we experience in our surrounding atmospheres and in others. When we share and learn to enjoy and appreciate the genius, which is oneness that is through within each and every one of us, when we do that, it motivates and inspires our own genius. So here in Watering Genius Seeds, we want to give you inspiration. We want to move your soul. Now, this birth episode is dedicated to Andrea Coley Williams. She used to be my neighbor. I've known her before she was even born. And she's now grown with children, and she's going through various phases in her life. And her father reached out to me on Facebook and said, oh, watch this. It was a video of Coley at open mic and spitting for the first time some poetry she had done. Now, she's been writing poetry for the past 20 years, but this is the first time she ever, you know, spoke it in public and shared it in public. And they were saying, you know, Coley did. I'm like, Coley has been an artist since she was born. She has always been that artistic being. Everything she does in a different way, an artistic way. That has always been her way. And that's just who she is. And it's just beautiful to see her manifest. And I wasn't surprised that she went there. You know, welcome her, nurture her. She is very gifted. And so I just wanted to sow some seeds her way. And I was going to send her this link and send her that link. And since we was in the process of launching the Club GIC anyway, I said, hey, let me just do this show and I can just, you know, sprinkle some inspiration on her. And so we opened up the show with Lamar Hill's Evangelist. And I just thought that I told her, you have to hear this piece. So for all of you who are artists out there, I deem the artist as a messenger. It is a calling. And you are a conduit. And you've been given a gift of words, of art, of paint, of dance, whatever your gift is. But art is part of Evangelist was just such a fitting piece. Spoken word spitting, but it's such a fitting piece, you know, for what I shared with Coley, that you are a messenger. And I share that with you for all artists as you go about your time, your day, and go about your art. Make sure you always remember that you are a messenger. So you want a lower self, so that you allow your message to come through. And so, you know, we had that fitting piece. And so we're going to just do a mix of just, you know, everybody has a different story. We all have different type of experiences. So I'm going to share just. And if you want to find you can, or just search him out, Lamar Anthony Hill, and it's put Evangelist, you'll find it, and he sells all his work on his website. So with that, and we're talking about art and different kind of arts and expression, let's check out Art. It's by Chrisette Michelle, and it's from her EP, Lyricist Opus.
You're talking to Prince, you're talking to Beyonce, you're talking to Janelle Monáe. When you're talking to me, you're talking to art. You're talking to Sting, you're talking to Ozzy, you're talking to Pharrell and Frank. When you're talking to me, you're talking to art.
I'm aware of the mess I make, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm aware of the ego. By the time I take now, it's all a part of the show. Don't you worry about a thing, man. Don't you worry about a thing, man. Cause I'm good in the hood. No, the fame ain't the aim. I'm cool in the streets. Killing new. I was Ye or Drake,
yeah.
Truth is, I got a bit of
both.
I wasn't born with the funk to fake,
no.
Fuck fanfare for the fall.
I ain't worried about a thing, man.
Beyonce, you're talking to Janelle Monáe. When you're talking to me, you're talking to art. You're talking to Sting, you're talking to Ozzy, you're talking to Pharrell and Frank. When you're talking to me, you're talking to art. I'm cold in the streets. I'm good in the hood.
Another block, hot, crooked cops, gunshot, another body drop. Grandma waiting at the bus stop. County jail letter in the mailbox. House shoes, sweat socks, Keisha braided heads on the porch. Thinking that extra guap, eviction face at rock bottom. Pray she bounced back on top. American dream, a nightmare, please make it stop. Neighbors watching, hell, modern day dress. Sky slinging rocks, black boy, white tank top. Baggy jeans, dreadlocks, streaming of that drop top. Non-stop, Chinese spot, and let me get a black and mild hawk. Navigate, liquor stores, project floors, and vacant lots. We be the have-nots. When we have, we become what we got. Another car ride by system not. That new shit, pedestrians jot. Hip hop corner, stay a track in the fly. The paint immaculate watch. Single mother's hustle to punch the time clock. Crime a cash crop. Somebody wanted the dime drops. Ice grills, mask a kind heart. As time stocks, fathers are holograms. Sons waiting for the day to snuff Uncle Sam. Why not? No sympathy for that man. He get what he deserved, damn. I said he get what he deserved, y'all. Look. And he get what he deserve, y'all. They keep telling me. Body found in the attic, contents of a purse scattered. Leftover re-shattered, clothes tattered, lipstick smeared. Broken glass, no news reports on the matter. Nobody gathered, nothing changed, asked around about a name. Some said to me, cause some claimed Lorraine. The tag on the foot said Jane. I wonder who she was, did she give and receive love? Did she fight back or just gave up? She lay there, legs cold, hair gold. Framed in the child's pose, bruised nose. Seemed demons, they pantyhose shot day on the radio, sour singer through the window. I wonder if pain has a tempo, I bet it's slow. Street survive, never lived, then we die. Drink the bird glass, ceiling higher, born on the wrong side. Is there a right side? Classified, I label sober, nickel and dime. And who decides? I lied by sign in order down the line. They see they gentrified, push us outside the city lines. Sirens frame the evening, profile for being non-white. Breathing, walking the streets, boycotts, they fiending. Probable reason, no donut shops, the teas and roll up. Want a couple cats, Spanish speaking. Mexicans, but they screaming Puerto Ricans. They thinking they all the same, fuck them. Blow out their brains, killing season. It's war hour, wish they could take us all out. Let the dogs out, niggas should be hanging from trees. Auction off now, load them up, blast until they all down. Fire shots and full force now, they never see the courthouse, y'all. They never see the courthouse, y'all. They never see the courthouse, they never see the courthouse, they never see it. Hey, and something keeps telling me. I heard my brother say. Today on the block, somebody just got shot. Today on the block, look y'all, watch. Today on the block, today on the block, another body dropped. Somebody just got shot. Today on the block, look y'all, watch. Today on the block, today on the block, another body dropped. Somebody just got shot. Look y'all, watch. Another body dropped. Somebody just got shot. Look, y'all, watch. Today on the block. Today on the block. Today on the block.
I made it to the top and I'm never coming down. They wanted me to flop, but instead I run the town. I'm rolling in their drop, I'm headed for the clouds. Hit them haters yelling stop, I continue with the rounds. I'm reaching for the yacht, stepping in battlegrounds. I deserve to the knock, opportunity pound. And you can listen or just watch. Promise you I'm astounding, give them everything I got. And watch the plan from underground. Now wait, you really trying to tell me I ain't personality? No gimmick, no ghost, and no apologies. Or better yet, no smoke, just terminology. But see, I get it, it's my biology. Prophecy over probably, quality over quantity. Harmony when I'm zoning, philosophizing. Logically, consciously, I'm dividing the lines. From the arteries, audibly, I'm controlling the flow. It's all so ideally, and best believe that I'm predetermined to win. Ayy, and I'm back at it again. In the final second, I elevate in my direction. Leave them to wonder why they ever second guess me. They never recognized a queen. They never saw that I was backed by a king. So my arrival is more than what it seems, and my survival is more than what it means.
I listen to them close, man. They wonder if I lose. Being watching isn't watching like I have a choice to choose. And I was born to win, born to be a muse. And when the dust settles, rose petals feather when they bloom.
right now. Riddle me who? Intelligence on the move. I know you sleeping, believing is what I do. And I leave them with a few of them iller thoughts for you to sum. I'm the one who's real, my inner killer will mirror none. We've been overdue and now I'm running over you. The lack of women in the game is something that I'm over to. Get over you if you refuse to see the news, cause I'm over being divided and blindsided over truth. The inner young, understand I will ever do. 30 to life of being gifted, I supply the truth. Look in the light, I know you blinded by the hues, but I'm hoping that you're soaking in Dakota.
And while I told me and best believe that I'm predetermined to win. Hey, in a pack, get it again. In the final second, I elevate in my direction. Leave them to wonder why they ever second guess me. They never recognize a queen. They never saw that I was backed by a king. So my arrival is more than what it seems. And my survival is more than what it means. I'm a movement.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
All right, you're listening to Watering Seeds, episode 1 of Club GIC. And we just got finished listening to Art by Chrisette Michelle from her EP, Lyricist Opus. Then we moved on to Walking the Block by Akua Naru featuring Dre Denoir. And that's from her EP, Live in the Flame Sessions. From our album, Live in the Flame Sessions. And then we just got finished listening to the single, I'm a Movement Intelligence. So we're here watering genius seeds, and we're just giving you some inspiration and motivation, a little creative stirring to help stir your gift and help you recognize the genius in others. So we're going to move on to a second set. We have different experiences. And again, this is our birth episode, and we're dedicating this one to Coley, Andrea Coley Williams. And you'll be able to check her out soon. You'll be hearing her all over. But she's just beginning to share her art. So we just want to give her some inspiration. And so we've been doing a lot of the women. I'm going to bring on some of the brothers. We're going to go to back to hip-hop with Soul to One. And then we're going to do various Scott's Love Lockdown. And in the process, I'll figure out one more thing to close out that set. So just we're going to, it's time we get back to hip-hop.
All I'm saying is, man, what happened to hip hop? You know what I'm saying? We need to get back to the way it was before. We used to ride then. We need to bring that back.
Let's get back to hip hop. 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 Can't live without hip hop. That's why we need hip hop. Can't live without hip hop. That's why we need hip hop. I remember back then when hip-hop was straight from the soul. Now we don't trade it in our history for diamonds and gold. 20-inch rims that spins, girls sliding our poles. Slipping coke cause she's convinced that it's good for her soul. Back in the days it was the bubble pants and all black shades. Salt and pepper mixed with heavy D and high top fades. Back then, beef was handled on stage with the crew. They hit the box and gave you seconds just to show what you do. It's called hip-hop. Let's get back to hip-hop. Let's get back to hip-hop. Let's get back to hip-hop. Can't live without hip-hop. That's why we need hip-hop. Can't live without hip-hop. That's why we need hip-hop.
Hey.
Now seasons change and everything that smell ain't right. Innocent kids turn hustlers and thugs overnight. The crime rate high, we threat, so we stay in the trap. We hustle in traps, ability to speak through our raps. Now I'm convinced, good's intended, but the media's wicked. They take the violence that surrounds us, trying to prove that we're cricket. But if we all stood up and took control of our own, then they have to find something else to pin the blame on instead of
hip hop.
Let's get back to
hip hop.
Let's get back to
hip hop.
Let's get back to
hip hop.
Can't live without
hip hop.
That's why we need
hip hop.
Can't live without
hip hop.
That's why we need
hip hop.
See, I've been through the storms and I fought off the snakes. From the first apple pulled from the tree that we ate. The first sin was the 13th day when life changed. Ever since then, we bust in the air, so let it rain. I try to reach more, the more I reach, the more it dies. Like they're trying to take each soul that I touch. From hell's fire, from drug dealing to gutter living, show me a way. There's gotta be a better strategy for us to get paid. We need
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip hop.
Let's get back to
hip hop.
Can't live without
hip hop.
That's why we need
hip hop.
Can't live without
hip hop.
That's why we need
hip hop.
Hey, yeah. Let's get back to hip hop.
Old school.
Back when people was rocking shell toe Adidas with no laces. You know what I'm saying? Clocks around their neck, flavor flavin'. You know what I'm talking about? Back when the music ain't do nothing to the tune. You know what I'm saying? Let's get back to hip hop. Back when it was cool. Back when they ain't do no harm. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah. Big deal in here. They ain't ready for it. Hey.
I'm not loving you way I wanted to. What I had to do, had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and that haunted me all the way home. See, you never know, never, never know, never know enough till it's over, till we lose control. System overload, screaming no. No, keep it going, keep it all around, only God knows if I'm
Welcome to the world of the fake and the famous, the lifestyles of the beautiful and brainless, the joy and the painless, blackface like Amos, most of y'all skills is anus, our community needs changes, got me on my knees, praying to God like, yo, whatever happened to the real MC, rats chasing the cheese, that's why those contracts resemble a glue trap. It's a fact, but I got it. You got that miseducated Negro flow, that COINTELPRO professional flow, that Pinocchio flow. You spit puppet strings in the world of coons and Sambos. Oh, you got guns like Rambo, like Yosemite Sam. Your empty ass words like the ammo, blowing more smoke than a pack of camels. You a sham, a mockery, a buffoonery, a shambling shackle trying to tackle your goals in the field of dreams. But you can't get to the end zone, signing contracts with record companies, happy like some hoe that's finally in the friend zone. Really this the game you. Of Star Wars and you are the attack of the clones. Nigga, go home, leave this music alone. We know you got osteoporosis in your backbone, making it easier for you to crack under pressure. And we know you ain't got the nerve to be a real artist like a John Coltrane or a Jimi Hendrix or Paul Robeson or Ozzy Davis or Nina Simone or Sarah Vaughan. Now you another bag of bones, this corporation's own. What you sniffing on? Rocks a bag of Rolling Stones? Now you no longer own your tongue, your hands, your lungs. Future lawyers and doctors raising guns instead of raising their sons. And we understand that the mainstream media created a role model for you by the name of Jay-Z, a.k.a. Jehovah. But trust me, soldier, if Jesus Christ came back tonight, he would not be rocking a platinum chain with his face covered in ice. He'd probably be baptizing the mic device, reciting the lines of the divine, breaking down the real reason for the division of Israel and Palestine. So you can talk about the diamonds on your neck, diamonds on your neck. I know someone to disrespect you and take your belongings with a tech. They used to hang ropes around our necks. Take our lives by your neck. How strong is your neck? Let's nickname your music that snap, crackle, pop, hip-hop. That bullet spray bodies drop hip-hop. Or Harriet Tubmans and Denmark Vesties have become slaves with slave names. Slinging slave codes and slave chains. Because a slave's brain will cut a back door to the backyard to become a star. So how you like your MCs? Cooked, feathered, and tarred. Fricasseed and fried, burnt, and charred. Because it's too many fried chickens waiting to come to a boil in the mainstream's corn oil. Claiming they straight like coke lines, but they bend over like foil. When it's other time. Your rhymes sound like cooking time. I mean, how many times can you cook crack in one verse? Or how many times can you kill the same human being in one verse? And what's worse is you rehearse the same process over and over again and claim it's progress. This is treason. How you gonna rob Peter to pay Paul Wall? In your mouth you claim you got a disco ball. Oh, I get it. Every time you smile, we supposed to start the soul train line and get the shucking and jiving, good time and keeping our heads above the water, gobbling on watermelon. You selling genocide to my people. Your wordplay is horrible, but you really evil. There ain't no disco ball in your mouth. You got the bones of Sierra Leone in your mouth. You got dead bodies in your mouth. You should have kept that stuff down south with the rest of the Klan rallies and cross burnings. We yearning for change around here. Like we already let Elvis Presley steal the rock and the roll. We can't let Eminem take over the hip-hop and the soul. Now I ain't gonna front, he's a dope lyricist, and I hope you're hearing this for 10 years from now. Kids are gonna be like, he's the greatest rapper that ever lived. And Pac and Big will be forgotten memories that never lived. So what do we tell our kids? Explain to them the difference of 50 Cent and Public Enemy. Explain to them the difference of a Ja Rule and Sugar Hill Gang. Explain to them what lyrical content is. The importance to memorize the lyrics of the Nas Illmatic album. Explain to them why hip-hop is hard to find in classrooms, but easier to find on your radio dial. You ain't got a smile. All you can feel is the pain from the rain of the so-called lyrics on the mainstream. Again and again, this process repeats itself every day. All you gotta do is turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
What station you listening to today? R&B, hip hop, coming to you. Win $3,000 Clash. 3 p.m. top 5.
All right. we just got finished listening to just now. You heard Lyrical Illusions. That was a spoken word piece by Just Greg, and he totally went bare. Sometimes the word can stand alone. There was no music or anything on that. And then before Lyrical Illusions, we did listening to Love Lockdown, and that was Darius Scott from his voice performance. And before then, we listened to Back to Hip Hop by Soul the One. This is Watering Seeds that you're listening to, the GIC Club Birth episode that we're dedicating to Andrea Coley Williams. And she is just beginning to publicly share her artistry that she's been indulging in for over 20 years, but she's just beginning to give it a public platform, and we wanted to inspire and encourage her along with you. We want to inspire you to be encouraged and inspired by everything around you. There's genius all around you, and to share when you experience other genius and to share your genius, and that is what we really wanted to do this show. So we are about to close out. And I just want to remind everyone, anyone listening into this, that the people that you have heard on this show, they are all independent artists. Some of these people may even have a 9-to-5 job, but they all have a gift within them. They all have a message. They all have something to say that is for somebody. And so don't when we say that we all have a genius within us, these are everyday people. Even Darius Scott, he made it to The Voice, and he didn't win The Voice, but still, you know, his artistry, he was just an everyday person. His craft was producing. He produced. He did this, he did that, and got himself on The Voice, and that's how I got an opportunity to experience him. And so, you know, everything is possible, and we're all gifted in some way, shape, or form. Right now we're sharing spoken word and music, but that gift can be your landscape and artistry, your ability to organize. You could be like the best organized keyboarder. Things are supposed to be done decent and in order. That's spiritual and biblical. So, you know, we all have various gifts, and we have various talents, and we're here to serve one another and, you know, take that journey back to God. So just, you know that you are purposed. This was, I heard this by, I know his name's John. He has a new show on OWN, but Oprah was interviewing him on Super Soul Sunday. And he said, Maya Angelou said, and it's also in the Word, in the beginning was the Word. And we were spoke into existence. So since the beginning and during the time you were meant to be, you have a purpose, a gift, a talent, a genius within you. So we just want to water your genius seeds. So we're going to roll out on, especially for Coley and for the women out there and any men that you have, your daughters or your wives, and you want to encourage them. We're going to roll out on your two more pieces. We're going to go spoken word and poetry, since this is, you know, do Whole Woman. And that is by Rhapsody from her debut CD, Spoke In Words. And then we're going to roll out on the Chords Now Rule Poetry, How Does It Feel? So all y'all want to know about the excitement of poetry and spoken word and what people feel about it, I'm going to roll out with Poetry, How Does It Feel? And right after Rhapsody's Whole Woman. So just, you know, check us out here on Master Griot Radio for our next impromptu episode of Watering Seeds. And in the meantime, we speak peace and love for you.
I can't do this. This is too much. What am I supposed to do? I have so much to do. I need help. I need to do something right. I need answers. Who's going to be there? I've messed up so much. I feel like I've tried everything, but now, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Just breathe.
be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I can't live a whole life with half a self, with half of me in tow, saving the potential in me for some rainy day as if there isn't more to be living for. How can God work with half a woman towards her full potential? How can he pour blessings into my cup that overfloweth if my insecurities and sins have created holes that can't store it? I wrestle with principalities against my own flesh and blood, looking towards the mark of the higher calling, but that takes a whole lot of faith. And to follow where he leads takes a whole lot of dedication. And to stand in the face of my fears, or to proclaim the life of Christ, or even to love my neighbor, takes a whole lot of preparation. So half of me won't do. Giving only half my day, or half my thoughts, or half of everything I got is not only useless but unwise when God sees me wholly with his own eyes. When God in his grace sees me wholly with his own eyes. So I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I gotta get it right. My purpose is on the line. And how can I have only half the mind to do what's right, or spend less than half of the time attempting to develop myself into disciplined study or focused way of life, when it takes to committing the whole mind, the whole body as a living sacrifice? See, we want full blessings from the Lord, but we only pray half the time. And sometimes we remember to love our neighbor, but we seek God's love all the time. We go into situations and relationships with half of ourselves in tow, still hoping good things will come from them despite. And we forget that to love God with our whole heart takes a constant renewing of the mind, a constant reviewing of our lives. For many of the things we need to grow takes a committed and dedicated whole, not got from simple Bible reading or occasional fasting and praying, but our whole effort with our whole heart gives God the room to bring out the wholeness in us that he created within us long ago. So I chanted like I wanted, like it's part of my whole being, like it's significant, like it's attainable, as if my spirit desired it. I needed to present myself fully as committed to his word. I want to be a whole woman because half a woman can't quite gain wisdom in this world. So each day I pray the prayer of complete reliance on God and all his magnificence, for only he is able to bring out in me the wholeness that he created. I'm not whole on my own, but I belong to you. I'm not of myself, but of you and your divine purpose. I am not alone, but with you. I seek your guidance in my daily business. I'm not whole on my own, but pieced together by your hand, held together by your will. I am not led by neither wants, desires, or personal debates, but ever yielding to that which you lay before me. So today, as every day, I listen to your voice, walk in step with you, seek your wisdom, and lay no claim to my own life so that I may be aligned with your way. For I seek to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. God, I want to live what you made me. A whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Amen.
If love had a sound, this would be that sound. Love.
With no question, undress to the nakedness of love, pure love.
I want to make love to my soulmate. My soulmate make love to my soulmate. My soulmate make love to my soulmate. Hey, I wonder how does it feel to make love to your soulmate? Kinda like writing poetry till climax, till the point and place where our space and time match and we cross divine paths. Tell me, would you like that? How would you like that? Tell me, would you like that? Now, would you like that? Tell me, would you like that? Would you like that? Tell me. I wanna love you more than madly. Wrap these legs around your words until your speech is straddled deep. Gladly swim the currents of your vibration. Be separate and one with the same meditation.